This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest snapshot of the presidential campaign, specifically how the president is doing, comes courtesy of a CBS News New York Times poll out last night. Mr. Obama and Governor Romney are in a statistical dead heat, and to no one's surprise, the economy is hurting the president pretty good. So if it is indeed the economy stupid, what's going to fix it, smart guy?
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
We're going to take a couple of minutes now to talk to Frank Newport. He is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's here every week for our segment that we call Attitude Check, what Americans really think about things. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So you guys went out and asked people, with the caveat that, of course, it's the economy stupid, what can be done, what should be done to fix the economy? What did people say?
Well, just like Benjamin Braddock was told in The Graduate, it was one word, not plastics, mind you, but jobs, J-O-B-S. That's why we hear it, I guess, so much on the campaign trail from both Romney and Obama. But by a significant margin, the number one thing Americans said to do to fix the economy is to create more jobs.
Now, was there a follow-up question that said, how do you want to create more jobs?
We have actually asked that a number of times in the past, and we certainly have looked at it. And the number one response we get back on that is bring jobs back from overseas. No outsourcing. So you can see why the Obama campaign, speaking of politics, is trying to hit on Romney for outsourcing. Beyond that, what Americans tell us in terms of creating jobs depends on where you come from. Republicans, their number one response other than outsourcing is to get the government off the back of business, less regulation. Democrats, on the other hand, say we like government to spend more money, actually to do more in terms of stimulus spending.
Yeah, although it's worth digging into this data a little bit. I mean, creating more jobs was a bipartisan response, right? Republicans and Democrats equally said that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. There was very little difference on that. Yeah. That's universal, right? Create more jobs is the way to heaven, so to speak, economically speaking.
Political heaven, say. Anyway.
Political, economic heaven. How's
that's
that?
Right. Number two was decreasing taxes, which, you know, not all that surprising, but it beat out deficit cutting, which is, of course, all the rage in Washington these days.
That's right. You know, balancing the budget, controlling spending was mentioned in the top five, but actually the idea of decreasing taxes or giving tax breaks to certain groups of people was higher in terms of what Americans spontaneously told us about how to improve the economy.
And just to sort of give some inkling to folks of what this data looks like. So creating better jobs was 28-30%, and then it drops rapidly down into the single digits. I mean, there is nothing that's more important than that.
That's right. If you stop a random sample of Americans on the street and say, excuse me, but how do we fix the economy? That's the dominant response.
I can jobs. See you now. Excuse me, sir. How do we fix the economy?
Hey, that's what we do for a living here at Gallup.
There's
wisdom out there in the people, and we think sometimes it's good to just ask them, you know, how would you fix this problem? Because we all agree it's a big problem.
Frank Newport, he is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. There is more on the segment we do with him every week. It's called Attitude Check, and you can find it on our website, marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.